Hello. I was talking to somebody the other day who'd been at some kind of event. It was a party of some kind, and they were bemoaning the fact, they were really complaining that they'd been stuck in the corner for over half an hour with somebody they described as the party bore. Oh, it was just dreadful. I certainly wouldn't have wanted to be in their shoes. But I was trying to find out, what did they mean? If they were talking to the party bore, what was it that made them boring? And they said, well, all they did was they talked about themselves for over half an hour. It was like self, self, self. And they seemed to be absolutely devoid of any empathy with them, with my friend, with the person who they were talking to. They had no idea, or maybe they didn't care, whether the person they were talking to was interested or not in the conversation. And it was just, you can imagine that, I'm sure we've all been there, how terrible it is to be stuck with the party bore. But we got on to talking about that and broader things, and we started to explore what's the difference if somebody is the opposite of the bore? What if they're interesting? What is it that makes somebody interesting and not being the party bore? So what makes someone interesting, we figured out, was that firstly, they're the opposite of self, self, self. They're actually interested in you. They're interested in what your story is, what your situation, your experience, and so on. That's not the only thing that makes somebody interesting. That makes them a good listener, but it isn't the only thing that makes them interesting. So we thought, actually, it's also about where they bring a different perspective or a different idea from the norm, perhaps, because that becomes interesting. If you're only the same as what everybody else thinks, well, it's not so interesting. So you're also looking for an element of difference, because that becomes interesting. But if they're only ever different, it's not enough. You also want to find somebody interesting. You also want to have a common ground. You want to find things in common, some kind of connection. If you're aware of some of the stuff that Tony Robbins talks about, he talks about six human needs, and one of those needs is love and connection. So actually, to have something in common with this person makes you attracted to them in just a pure attraction sense. And that makes them more interesting. So it's kind of curious to think about, or it's worth exploring, that the opposite or the difference between being the party bore and being interesting to an audience. Because when you're interesting to somebody you're talking to, everything works that much better. You get better connection, right? Now, of course, in a business sense, what you're doing there, your marketing and any messages that you put out are also designed to be, or you want them to be, interesting to your audience. So I'd be kind of curious if you went and looked at the messages that you're using, either in emails you're sending out or in blog posts or articles that you're creating, social media posts, whatever it is you're doing, that any message that you're putting out to your audience and you're trying to be interesting, being the opposite of boring to those people, are you talking about them or are you talking about yourself? Are you saying something that's different from what they would expect, or are you saying the same thing, because that doesn't make you stand out, it doesn't make you interesting? And are you actually finding common ground between you and where they are? Can you bridge the gap between the two of you right now? It's interesting, right, when you think about it like that. So I think it might be revealing, I don't know, but if you were to go and look at what are your messages, what's the message you're putting out there? Is it different? Is it common ground? And is it focused on them rather than you? And what makes it, there's kind of an irony here, because actually being boring is really natural. Now, I don't mean it literally being boring, but being self, self, self is really natural, because that is how we've survived in evolution terms. We look out for ourselves. So really, we are only, all of us are fundamentally most interested in ourselves. And so that's why, actually, if you want to be interesting to someone else, you become interested in their world, and the most interesting thing to them in their world is them, right? But it's curious, because if we only care about us, it becomes boring and uninteresting to everyone else. So an idea I'd invite you to play with, if that's your shtick, is to look at the marketing stuff that you put out, the messages you put out, and see an experiment by the type of content that you put, and where, if in the past you were talking about you, that it's all about self, then release the idea of having to prove how awesome you are, right? Because they're not interested in that. But instead, put all the focus on their world, in the audience that you want to serve, and find out what kind of engagement you could get in their world about, and be different to them and find common ground with them. And I reckon you might find something special happens with the level of engagement and the level of interaction that you get, and certainly the level of interest that they find in your future pieces. I hope you find that helpful, an interesting or curious idea at the very least. And I'd love to know, let me know, if you do that kind of experiment, comment and say and share what you found. And if you even review the messages that you're putting out, what does that show you? What does that teach you? Are you being the party bore, or are you, in fact, being the interesting person that you want to be for your audience? I'd love to hear from you, and I hope you found that helpful. See you in another time.